I worked my whole life for this one. Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Come on, man, with an intro like that, man, that's all we do is win, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's that 2017 theme music you was looking for.
That's that summer jam, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, Drake had his time, man. I let you do your DJ Khaled Drake thing, but right now, it's Yonsei.
Yeah.
It's the Beehive.
I'm in the Beehive, bro.
Baby Daddy Jay-Z, what's happening right now? I'm John Parker. This is C. John Moore. I'm feeling really good right now.
What's up, y'all? I'm Dan Duncan. We are the duo that is Don't Do That, Bro. We Life Caddies. We in the building.
Come on.
With our 9 irons.
Come on.
150-yard shots.
Yo.
And people are acting a fool this week, bro.
All I'm saying is we gave you some heavy doses of like reality and grown man stuff for the last two episodes. But right now, I'm probably going to be a lot of cursing. We're going to be talking about genitalia. We're going to be saying a lot of things that are inappropriate, and I'm okay with that.
There's a lot of honesty that's about to happen because right. It is necessary.
Right, right. So if you're squeamish when it comes to curse words, pubic hairs, penises,
commercials that include words like Pepsi.
Yeah. All of that good
we're
stuff.
We're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, man. All right, bro. I'm too juiced right now.
We got a lot of peas. I think we got penises.
Yep.
We got pences. We got Pepsis. And we got participation trophies.
That's
man,
it.
We got four P's for y'all.
I thought you were gonna have another one. I was like, oh, where's he? Is he gonna push the boundaries or not? Okay.
That's the four P's.
Four P's, man.
This is the episode of the four P's.
We popping that P, man. Why not, man?
Pop that P.
Yes, sir. Hashtag pop that P.
God, yep. Get that trending, y'all.
Hey, man.
Pop that P.
All right, so listen. Gosh, we got a lot of stuff happening right now. All right, so if y'all aren't up on news and y'all don't listen to things and y'all don't try to educate yourself, Mike Pence is that guy right now.
Before that, we need people to rate us.
There you go. Yeah, do that.
We need people to rate us and comment on iTunes. Y'all, here's the deal. We have a little friendly competition going on at Fourth right now for who is the best podcast. You know, you got the dudes over at Clock Radio Speakers. Shout out to them. They interviewed Show today. It's a great episode. You should go check it out. But first, you should go rate us. You got Fourth and 10. You got Off the Record. You got Don't Do That, Bro. We got some other things in the works. So we know that there's about to be a bunch of options for y'all. So we about trying to be on top of those options.
Hey man, it's not about trying to be. We just are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We are the best podcast.
We allow
just
the
need
rest.
To have that bragging right.
Yeah, yeah. We let them exist because it's good for their egos.
Right.
But if it was up to the world, it would just be us.
Right.
24/7.
For sure.
Like Big Brother. You know what I'm saying? Just cameras would just follow us around and allow us to Don't Do That, Bro, around the world.
The world would be a better place.
Yeah.
Mike Pence wouldn't say dumb things.
He wouldn't say the stuff he's saying, man.
People wouldn't be as offended by the Pepsi commercial
right,
as they are.
Right.
Penises would not venture into pirate coves.
That's right. That's five P's. That's five P's.
And there was one other one that we're going to talk about. Oh, people wouldn't get participation trophies.
That's it, man. Side note, is that an iPhone 13, bro? What is that? It's a remote control, man.
This is the iPhone megaphone, bro.
God dog, bro. Is it just the case? No, that's the phone, man. What is this? I'm not an iPhone dude, but I got a Note 5. That mug is like bigger than the Note 5, bro. What's happening right now?
What's wrong? It's just the 7 Plus with the LifeProof case on it.
I don't know anything about that life. I'm an Android dude when it comes to the phones, although I have Mac everything else. I saw that thing and I was like, bro, like you have a brick in your hand right now, man.
It's amazing.
You can defend yourself with that.
I could show films on it.
Uh-huh.
I can spin it because it has a little pop socket.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all I use it for.
All right. Well, that's good. That's it. It just caught my eye and I just wanted to hear more about it. So yeah, man. So Mike Pence, we're going to get to the Billy Graham rules. Mike Pence is just saying Dan thought they were wonderful things and then he changed his mind immediately.
I did.
After he thought about it for 10 seconds.
I was in the Pence camp and then I was like, wait a second.
Camp Pence.
That's my male privilege.
That's what it is. All right, we'll
pop
get to
it
that.
Up.
That's it. We got half off booty. That's going down in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? In light of the Las Vegas Raiders coming to town,
we're gonna help the Las Vegas Raiders win a championship. We're gonna live caddy.
Yep.
If you know a Las Vegas Raider,
yep,
you need to hand them this podcast,
right?
Because if they don't, they're in deep trouble.
Hey man, I got stories for days about Vegas growing up.
They're headed towards a Lamar Odom ending.
Hey, man, that's a happy ending for some people. That's the way we go out, man, and we'll talk about that, too. And then there is this Pepsi commercial that's catching everybody. It's a wave right now. You know what I'm saying? The world is on fire about this Pepsi commercial, which I saw the headlines, but I didn't go to click on it. But I'm glad Dan showed me that because it's an amazing situation right now to talk about.
Let's dive into it. Let's live caddy everyone.
All right, cool. We're going to start off with, so we had this mashup of Don't Do That, Bro, Who's Your Caddy. We might bring in, well, no, Who's Your Caddy was what it was, Making Men Great Again. It's just all just getting thrown in there, man. Like,
we're kind of off the record this week.
You know what I mean?
We all letting our game down on off the record.
Man, it's all good, man. If y'all record, again, we talked about this 2 years ago. When you hit that 10:30 mark, I just ain't got it no more. You know what I'm saying? Maybe my kids are 15.
That's me. I don't even have kids yet.
Hey, man, live your life, man. Enjoy it, man. So, listen, we got this thing going on in the NBA right now. We know who's taking home the trophy. None other than...
The Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, right. I was just making sure. If it doesn't happen, it's the Lord hates somebody. Aisha Curry. I don't know. Whatever happens, it's because it's Jesus himself. Making sure it doesn't happen.
Do you think the girl that made headlines last year shows back up this year in the playoffs?
She not done. They don't give up, bro.
Does she get a sequel moment in the playoffs?
The Ratchets don't give up, sir. You know what I'm saying? She gonna have a new wig on.
She senses her time is coming.
Come on, bro. Come on. It's on the horizon. She's just waiting for this dude to feel himself just enough where pride might creep in and she might get a wink. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, David did fall, bro.
He did, but then he killed somebody, too. And there's a lot of stuff happening after that. We're praying for Curry because I don't want that man. I want him to keep winning, bro. You know what I'm saying? You see when he goes on the slumps. When he gets prideful and starts acting up on the court, he hits these slumps. You know what I'm saying? Just like that when he hit that 3-point shot on old boy and then started talking trash and they lost the game by like 12 to like some random team. It was like the Timberwolves or some crazy team or something like that. So, hey, I don't need the Lord striking down Golden State Warriors. I need them to get that trophy back home, all right? So, there's this thing happening right now. It's a millennial thing that has, you know, psychologists and all these people going mad about this participation trophy stuff, right? So in sports, specifically basketball, because it's hard to score it at will, like in baseball and soccer and American football, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. Basketball apparently has these unwritten rules that may have been okay at some point in time where if you're up by a certain amount, the game's over, you dribble the clock out. College, high school, professional, that's what you do. Currently, there's been a wave of guys that have just been doing the most when it comes to the last second shenanigans. You know what I'm saying? Case in point, a while back, there was DeMar DeRozan. Game's about over. This dude does a 360 slam dunk. Hey, why not? We up by 15. I'm going to just show time right now. I need some ESPN highlights. Why not, right?
Yeah.
So then we get to the same guy on the team, but on the other side, he's on the losing end of this thing, right? We have Lance Stephenson, who's been out of the game for a while. I think he got injured or something like that. He's back in a Pacers uniform. So he's traveled around a little bit. I think he was with Charlotte and maybe another team. But he's back with the Pacers, back with Paul George, ready to do his thing. He said, hey, man, it's the first game back with my squad. It's like Jordan returning to the game. That's how he felt about himself before the game showed.
Feeling himself.
Feeling him. Why not, man? You're a professional basketball player. If you don't feel you, who's going to feel you?
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? Unless it's the booty call we'll get to later on. So this dude comes back, game's up, game's over, they up by 15 points. This guy just goes and makes a layup. You need to see the video, bro. When he comes back down the court, DeMar DeRozan and PJ Tucker are in his ear like bullies on a playground yelling obscenities at this dude. And he does the typical Lance Steven. He just jogs up and down the court. You know what I'm saying? Goes back, and I think that might have been the end of the game. He just might jog back into the locker room or whatever, and he stands in the tunnel just looking like, I'm so confused about what's happening right now. PJ Tucker's going off. He's trying to get to him. Everybody's all upset, and I'm just like, bro, you should have did another one. You know what I'm saying?
Another one.
Another one. You know what I'm saying? And it's like these dudes are getting bent out of shape because the guy has the audacity to score again.
Play defense.
Hey, if you're not down by 30, you don't have to worry about people stunting on you in the last couple minutes, right? Another case in point, JaVale McGee. We already know between him and Shaq, the little beef that they had, and Shaq mama said, hey, stop it. You heard about that, right?
Yeah.
Shaq mama, leave that little boy alone, all right? So JaVale McGee decides, hey, man, we're playing the Washington Wizards. They're number 3 in the Eastern Conference. They supposed to be talking about something. We up by like 800. I'm going to shoot this 3 at the end of the game. The dude didn't even make the shot. The shot barely came out of his hands before Brandon Jennings came over and pushed the life out the man. He pushed his soul out of his body, right? Brandon Jennings gets all upset. He shouldn't have shot the shot. Blah, 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 blah. Brandon Jennings is known for the flamboyance and the showboating. So there's something that's happening. And I'm talking real fast. I'm too excited. So I'm going to slow it down. But there's something that's happening right now with these guys in the NBA that when somebody beats the brakes off of you and then does something to kind of
rub it in a little bit,
cherry on top, icing on the cake, whatever the case may be, you can't handle it. Your ego is so fragile that you respond with violence or harsh words. Hey, man, don't be down by 20. If you don't want somebody to celebrate when they score a touchdown, don't let them score the touchdown.
Bro, this is exactly, I was literally thinking about this today. Just like, as a society and as a culture, like, I work with a few different people and a few different businesses. And like, a lot of times I have guys come up and say, hey, can I do something for you? Can I get in? And I'm like, yeah, let me figure out a way to like give you a little opportunity to get in. And we'll figure out ways to like up that opportunity as we go on. But you got to like prove to me that you can accomplish a little with a little, right? Mm-hmm. And man, on countless occasions, bro, these young cats come in and I give them this opportunity and they just like do nothing with it. and they get upset because it's like, no, I wanted to be where you are. I'm like, you understand it's taking me 10 years
right.
of grinding and long nights to like be able to, you know, be where I am, and I'm not even where I really want to be,
right.
Even in the slightest bit.
Yeah.
But you need to learn how to grind.
Come on.
Need to learn how to stop expecting that things are going to be handed to you and that you're going to be where you want to be in 2 minutes. Like, why don't you try something for like a year, 2 years, work at something.
Put in some work.
Dude, and it's this idea of participation trophies, man, that it's like, and I don't think it's a millennial thing. I don't think it's like, I'm a millennial. Like, I think it's like a dad thing. It's a like.
Your feelings, huh? You don't do it. Don't do it. It's the millennials. Go ahead, though. Finish
your
point.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. There's a plenty of millennials that know how to work their ass off.
All right.
There's
for 3 years, and then they go into the next career.
Man, if you can parlay that success into something better, by all means,
do that. I got you. Go ahead, finish, though. I was being mean.
Where I'm at, dude, is just, this is the prime example of our athletes, our superstars, our role models doing exactly what a vast majority of our culture and society and workforce are doing, especially at younger ages, that just think that that people are going to hand them things.
Yeah.
People are going to give up when, like, if you're not working, someone else is outworking you.
That's a good point. I like
in
that quote.
Everything in life.
Yep.
If you're going to let him dribble down the court, he's just outworking you. Like, you need to hang your head.
Yeah.
Go in the locker room and be like, damn, I suck today.
Yeah.
Just be honest with yourself.
I should have did better.
And don't get mad at him.
Right.
It's not his fault that he just dribbled right by you. If you want to do something about it, stop him.
Stop him.
The same thing with T.O. Like when he used to be like, if you don't want me to dance, don't let me in the end zone.
That's it, bro. I'm going to do me. You know what I'm saying? Stop me. Please stop me. Oh, you can't?
You have 99 yards to make sure I don't dance in this end zone. And you get mad when I do, when you can't. And I'm in here dancing. Like, hey, please, man.
Don't be
please.
Mad.
Please. Like, this is the pussification of America.
Pussification of America, man. Stop pussifying America.
Sorry. Someone's going to tweet at me that I shouldn't have used that phrase, but.
Pussification is all good. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's a lot of pusses out there. They need to do something with their life. So let me give you an example since you use industry, right? So I was on the road with somebody who will remain nameless. Young cat comes up to me, get my number, blah, 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 because they don't have access to the other guy, right? That's the story of my life. The sidekick rules, right? I'll get your information, right? I'm like, I don't trip. So the dude texts me. I'm trying to, I don't know if he listens. I don't know what's going on. But you wouldn't know the person. So it's just, I'm trying to read the text. What up, bro? Hey, what are some good first steps to take as far as wanting to step into blah, blah, blah with the lane he's trying to get into, right?
So Christian hip hop.
Nah. It's not Christian hip hop. I'm like, it's not hard at all. All you have to do is just do it. That is the one industry where you just go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
The Lord has called me.
All right, go ahead. And then if he hasn't, you still can. You'd probably be better off if he hasn't called you.
Fair.
Because if he has called you, I guarantee it's not that. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. So he said, so I said this, become learned on a specific topic and then create content around that topic, blog, podcast, video blog, etc. Get people aware of your breadth of knowledge, right? So so he was looking for, oh, here's some information. What I think, because his text after I say that is, okay, thank you. Right?
He wanted an opportunity.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Because I didn't say, oh man, let me put you on. Oh, let me give you some phone numbers. Oh, let me get you on my next da 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 blah 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 blah. I'm telling this dude, like, yo, if you're trying to get into this arena, You need to boss up, get your game on, learn some stuff, read some stuff, sat down somewhere, maybe get a mentor, get some guidance, know what the hell you're talking about. And once people, oh yeah, that dude knows what he's talking about. Let me book him. Let me do this. You can come out. Not, here's a phone number because you're feeling yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so like, yo, like that, that's the type of stuff we're talking about. But like, man, like these cats have no clue of what it means to put in work. And again, yeah, cats in the NBA, that's cool. You put in a lot of work. You've done what you have to do on a certain level. But when it comes to you're mad at somebody because they didn't follow some unwritten rule that doesn't, that has no real bearing on anything in real life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Lance Stephenson was trying to, he was trying to meet the line, the gambling line. Oh, shoot, we only up 15? We got to be up 17 for me to get this money. Let me get this layup here real quick. You know what I'm saying? That's all he was worried about, his gambling debt. You know, he was not concerned about stunting on you and making you sad or anything like that. He just like, hey, there's, what is it called? Over under. I'm trying to make sure this thing works out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me do the numbers real quick. I need to
layup.
Give me the ball.
I'm in there. My kids will eat good tonight. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, yo, like it is happening a lot. And then it's one thing to try to enforce these unwritten rules, but then to be a hypocrite about it. Like when you're the one that does that, you know what I'm saying? And again, at the end of the day, beat them. If you're mad that somebody's stunting on you, I miserable today because I decided to watch this Warriors Minnesota game last night because I'm like, Minnesota's on the cusp, bro. Them young boys can ball. They got destroyed last night, and Chef Curry was doing what he wanted to do, bro. He was doing some ridiculous stuff last night.
His like, passes, dude.
Bro. And I'm like, hey, Karl-Anthony Towns, Wiggins, none of them boys got around to shoving people. They was like, yo, we got our asses handed to us. You know what I'm saying? We got mopped up tonight. But you know what? Next season. We'll see y'all next season. You know what I'm saying?
Not this season.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest, right? And Tom Thibodeau was like, hey, we got growing to do, and we gonna grow. They didn't give up. They stayed in there. You know what I'm saying? They might have took some plays off or whatever, which is their downfall. But wasn't nobody pushing and shoving? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's 64 other teams that have gotten done that same way. You know what I'm saying? And cats just get, they get in their pride and they get in their feelings and they can't handle that stuff. Do something different.
Yep.
Don't be on the losing end of that. All right?
Make America great again, man.
Man, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Do that, bro.
Just own your ish.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard.
It's not that difficult.
And if you get an L, take an L.
Take like, an L, man.
Like, just own it and be like, man, I messed this thing up. I missed this opportunity, you know, and just be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
There's two or three, like, businesses that I had the opportunity to invest in that I was like, I don't think that's going to work. I'm going to pass on this one. And I look back like, damn.
Yeah,
I missed out. Yeah. I didn't see an opportunity. That's like an L for me.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, you learn from it and
you didn't
you
go
move
sabotage
on.
Them. You didn't go send tweets.
Like, I want good for them.
Right, right.
And it's like, carry on.
Hey, I missed the boat. And that's the lesson learned in there, right? Somebody stunts because they're doing well. You're mad that it's not you, and then you hate. What kind of life
Bro,
do you live?
There is, make your own damn pie.
Come
like
on,
everyone
man.
Has this like, there's only so much of the pie. Like, right. Make your own damn pie.
Make your own pie. Use your own fresh ingredients.
Yeah.
Grow a garden first if you need to. Whatever you got to do to get to the point where you can make that rhubarb pie from scratch.
Yes.
Enjoy that.
Enjoy that.
What's rhubarb pie? I know your people like that stuff.
I think it's just like a berry, right?
I don't know.
I thought it was like a raspberry pie.
It might be. I just figured you know better than me, mm-hmm. man. All I know is, you ever seen Life?
The like movie?
Yeah.
No.
You know, I make films, you know, I TV connoisseur, you know, I videos, I discuss all these different things. You haven't seen Life? Oh, Beanie Siegel was in it, so you probably don't know. I guess I get it. I got it. He wasn't in it. I'm making fun of you right now.
like the animated movie or something?
What are you talking about, man? We talk about Martin Lawrence and that still don't ring a bell.
Mm-mm.
Eddie Murphy? Django Lang. I don't.
Is it like, oh, is it the like the chain when they're in the chain gang?
Oh yeah, that one, that Life, doing Life.
Got
Bernie
it.
Bernie Mac.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, I've seen the cover. I've seen the poster before.
I'm gonna need y'all to chastise this man. You know what I'm saying? Feel free. Y'all don't listen to me when I ask you to do this, but he needs to be chastised. Don't see me in public somewhere or DM me. Ah, that Dan. No, you Dan them yourself. Make him great again. Have you seen Life, bro?
Sorry, dude. Would you? Educate me. Bring it over. We'll hang. We'll make some popcorn.
Nah, bro. I just, some stuff you got to do on your own. You know what I'm saying?
You're not gonna hold my hand through this
just,
one.
Nah, bro. This is your homework that you need to take care of and own that on your own.
It's that good.
I don't have time for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I'm just saying. Maybe I will. Maybe one day we'll come through and I'll. make some popcorn and sit real close to you, and we'll snuggle and watch.
It's gonna be cold tomorrow.
I'm not ready for it just yet. All right, so just win. If you don't want people to beat you, beat them. If you somebody's doing great and you want to be like them, be great like them. If somebody's trying to give you advice and all you want to do is figure the keys to success without putting it in the work, stop doing that. Grind, hustle, be better, do better. If you're failing, win. You got me?
Win.
All right. So next we step into, I feel like these last couple shows, I've been doing terrible transitions, man. Like, I don't have any, like, smooth, like, segue talk. You know what I mean? I just been jumping in.
I think it's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nobody gives us feedback and that stuff. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They just, I need, this is why we want the feedback. Yep. Do I need better transitions? Y'all just got me out here just doing stuff.
Maybe your transitions were fine.
Maybe it's self-conscious stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I've heard somebody else's transitions like, oh, jealousy. It definitely wasn't anybody on 4th District. I tell you that much. I got the best transitions. All right, so Pepsi talk. So fill the people in, because this is your wheelhouse. You know what I'm saying? For the overarching Pepsi conversation.
Well, you know, it was funny because I didn't really, you know, Pepsi dropped the commercial today.
Yeah. And by 5 minutes later, it was done.
So I didn't know about it until I was on Twitter like at 3 o'clock mm-hmm. or so. 2 or 3 o'clock, and I was like, what is happening? Mm. Like, people were retweeting MLK's daughter's like tweet about, if my dad had only known about the Pepsi,
the power of Pepsi,
the power of Pepsi. I was like, what is happening? What
is the power of Pepsi? What is happening?
Like, does I've it really the power have of power? And so I was like, and so then I just Google like Pepsi, like, and all of a sudden the first, it was like Kendall Jenner.
Mm.
I was like, Kendall Jenner, Pepsi. Okay, well, this must be it.
Yeah.
So I click on it, and all of a sudden, the Huffington Post, like New York Times, like everyone's writing about this commercial that I hadn't seen yet. So I click on it, and I'm like, I'm expecting to like watch something terrible.
Yeah.
And I watch it, and it's terrible, but not for like really the reasons that like I like for how like angry it seemed that people were. Like, I watched the commercial. I'm like, this is the most vanilla ass, like, like trying not to offend anyone style commercial ever.
Inclusive and not offensive.
Like, they have every demographic covered.
Yeah.
I mean, every stereotype covered too. Like, they put the Asian with the string instrument. I mean, the only black people dance. Yeah. Like, they have the white dude playing in the band. Like,
Trey Songz looking boy out there,
like,
dancing.
They cover their stereotypes, which I get is offensive. That's to some good. Extent, but like, and so then it carries on, and you know, Kendall Jenner hands this Pepsi to this, you know, good looking cop and
sexy cop.
Everyone cheers, like the Emancipation Proclamation was just signed, because
people were booing when that got signed. By the way, there were some cheers. You're right.
And you think like all of a sudden we've solved peace in this world.
The world
because
is better.
This dude that was thirsty for other things other than Pepsi opened his Pepsi.
Yeah.
So anyway, I watched the commercial and I'm like, you know, one of my friends is like, who's a DP, was like, man, the images are beautiful. And then my director friend was like, the direction was terrible, melodramatic to the nth degree. And I was like, I just watched a Christian movie. an oversimplification of reality.
Left
it
behind.
Was terrible. There were stereotypes everywhere. And yes, it wasn't good, but I like the way that people were so upset, bro. It goes back to like kind of the participation trophy.
Mm-hmm.
It's this idea that like, what, like you're surprised that a brand that sells a sugary drink came out with a commercial that like stepped on people's toes and offended their sensibilities. Like, why? And like I've heard, like I read some feminist articles that were like, you know, this kind of degrades the role of like the feminist movement. I read other like Black Lives Matter that it was like, you are making light of very real protests. And I get those things, but like, why are you upset?
Yeah.
Like, this commercial means nothing in the grand scheme of the world.
Uh-huh.
And you are flipping over tables like they have some sacred right to like properly betray what this is. Pepsi is trying to co-sign activism because activism is cool right now.
Right.
Because on Facebook, everyone clicks and likes things that are like countercultural and against Trump and against these, you know, right wing, you know, traditional values, power, people, and it's like, oh, we got to take it to the man. So Pepsi's like, how can we do this in the least offensive way possible? They tried. They did a terrible job, and we're all upset about it. Like, but we're all upset for the wrong reasons. They made a freaking terrible commercial. Yeah. Be upset because they made a Christian movie you had to watch for 3 minutes. Don't be upset because they forgot to include you in the commercial or put your sign in the march.
All
like,
right. All right.
It's bad. It's bad, but stop being offended.
Boy, I was like, at the end of that 3 minutes, I was like, yes, they get it. And I was like, I guess apparently I'm wrong, man. I was like, Pepsi went on and got everybody. Kendall came out, took her wig off, wiped her lipstick off. Was like, you know what? F all this photography stuff and all this fake stuff, and I'm about to be real. This is my real hair color. These are my real lip color. I got this Pepsi drink that I'm handing this police officer, and I'm about to change his life right now. No, that wasn't. She didn't have an epiphany. She didn't come to herself. She didn't realize that, hey, man, I'm out here wrong. I'm out here frauding people. I'm out here fake.
It just seemed like they tried to be Coca-Cola, but like more activist than Coca-Cola. Like, right, instead of happiness, it's like activism.
Yes.
And they got the one person who's like the least activist person in the world to like all of a sudden have
this
epiphany.
That's the
point. But it's like too long because they walk by her for like 2.5 minutes before she does anything.
It's her thinking, man. That's the process, bro. No. It's a psychological tryst. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. She's seeing these people. She's taking her pictures. While she's taking the pictures, she has this epiphany like, man, what am I doing with my life? It's people out here protesting, breakdancing, holding hands and kissing, gaying it up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in here taking pictures in fake hair.
I mean, I think that's a fair statement to make, but it's Kendall Jenner.
That's the power of it. It took a Jenner. You know what I'm saying? She's like, you know what? Yo, if I didn't need this check, I would do this commercial for free because it's powerful.
But dude, like, why are people so like, people's sensibilities are so easily offended? This goes to a dude that just put out the comedy special.
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, Chappelle. Uh-huh. Like, people watch them and were so offended. And like, again, I don't have the right to tell people like what they can or should be offended by, because I know myself enough to be like, I'm not a minority. I don't have that like that viewpoint of, I'm a white male. Mm-hmm. Let's just call it what it is. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I definitely like, I'm like, but what did you expect?
Yes.
What did you expect to happen, that Pepsi was gonna get this right? Like, it blows my mind. But let's flip it to, I mean, the point of a lot of the conversation, mm-hmm. and why it got so many headlines and why Pepsi pulled the piece is because, honestly, MLK's daughter, you know, tweeted out this comment, which is genius, mm-hmm. that only if my dad had known the power of Pepsi.
Yeah, that was brillante.
It's brilliant. Yeah. And it's quippy, and it's like gets to the heart of the issue, mm-hmm. that I think a lot of people do have with it. But do you have that issue? Not that you can speak for all African American men, but as an individual African American man, did you watch that and you're like, wait a second, they've made light of?
Hell no, man, that one was exciting to me. I was captivated for 3 minutes, bro. I was like, look at the power of Pepsi, bro. Change is happening right now, man. Bro, like it'd be one thing if they had like all Black Lives Matter, or if they had like some real signs. They had like a peace sign, bro. They were hippies to me, bro. I'm from Berkeley, bro. Like, this was like a bunch of hippies. Black, again, they had little black Trey songs in there, pop blocking. They had the Asian dude playing his, you know what I'm saying, Asian instrument, you know what I'm saying? The white people doing what they doing. Everybody was happy, having a good time, man. It was a bootleg Coca-Cola commercial. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't watch Mad Men, right?
No.
So that was like, spoiler alert. You can turn it off if you want to, but
no, don't do that.
The culmination of Mad Men, you know, he was an advertising agent. Supposedly, he's the one that came up with that We Are the World Coca-Cola commercial. I don't know if it was the 60s or 70s, but was it? Dang, I wish that we live in harmony. You know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
And so I think that was a real Coke commercial.
Yeah.
And so it was basically like that. That's what it reminded me of. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it wasn't to me, they weren't, it was nothing real that it was attached to. You know what I'm saying? It would be something if they had pictures of MLK, Martin Luther, that's the same person, Malcolm X, you know, historical stuff going on, police shootings, police brutality. They weren't talking about anything about that.
Freedom rides.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
People handing Pepsis into the Freedom Ride buses. Yeah.
It was gay dudes, gay girls, Asian dudes, black dudes, white girls, white women, a Jenner, whatever they are, you know what I'm saying? Persian or something like that, you know what I mean? And it's like, bro, like, I think what Mrs. King said was genius, you know what I'm saying? For like, let me get some, you know what I'm saying, likes and thumbs up and all that other stuff. But if Pepsi had been trying to do, or if it was even some other political organization, it had been a Trump slogan or, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he hands out Make America Great Again pins or something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's so many, like, it's, to me, it's like the what were you expecting thing, but at the same time, like, sensitivities, and I'm not that guy because I'm all for sensitivities. I'm all for conspiracy theories. I'm all for, like, yo, they taking jabs. But in this situation, I was like, bro, like, y'all are stretching, man. I feel like everybody was looking for their 5 minutes of fame to piggyback off of MLK's daughter. And you know what I'm saying?
Which, again, she has every right to make that statement.
For sure. Like, I have no problem with that coming from her whatsoever.
And like, just to, not to change the topic, but, like, I mean, in general, in storytelling and film and commercials, like, this is a pitfall. What they've done is a pitfall in oversimplifying very, like, nuanced and difficult scenarios. Yeah.
The police didn't even have shields, man. It was like mall cops, bro. It's Paul Blart out there, bro. They might as well have been on Segways, man. It was fun. It was a fun protest.
And I think that's what people feel very passionately, that it, where's the nuance, where's the reality side of this thing. And I think people need to realize, like, there's sugar in this drink. Like, it's not healthy. Like, this isn't, we're not promoting, we're not saying this is ever going to be real, or that Kendall Jenner's ever going to actually walk out of a photo shoot that she's making millions of dollars to be in and decide to give that up to hand a cop Pepsi. It's not going to happen. And no one's ever going to cheer when a cop opens a drink.
Like, GG drunk the Pepsi.
Like, again, what do we expect?
So it reminds me of people just want something to protest, right? So you didn't get represented the way you wanted to get represented. You have no power or control over this thing. You don't own this company, and you're mad that they didn't do it the way you wanted to do it. So it was this big thing going around. After Trump got elected, it was all these secret text messages going out, and I think I'm safe enough. I don't think anybody's looking for me. I can break black code, right? You know, man code, black code. You probably didn't get the text.
I didn't.
Coke, was it? It was Target and another company was supposed to get boycotted after Trump got elected. You know, that whole Black Wall Street thing, black businesses buy black. You probably missed all of this. There's this big wave of people putting their money into black-owned banks, supporting black companies, and it's still kind of going on, right? And one of the secret tech messages was like, we're going to boycott Target and whatever the other company is. Maybe it might have been Coke or whatever the case may be. And it's just like, why are we doing this? Because these two companies, maybe not Coke, but definitely Target, I can tell you reasons why we can boycott Target, right? One of them was when Annie came out, Black Annie, the new one that came out, people were getting upset because one Black Annie is like Black Spider-Man, Black whoever. You can't have a hero or some folk hero or folk figure that's no longer milky white, right? And so people were getting upset and they wanted Target to pull those ads out of the stores, which they did. Like, ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And maybe just had the basic name or did whatever, but they pulled the black little girl Annie's picture from being on the shelves, right? Okay, we can talk about that. But nobody had any reasons that they could actually justify why we were boycotting these places outside of they're not doing what we want them to do. They don't have to, right? They have no responsibility. Coke donates money. They have scholarships. They do all kind of stuff. I'm sure Target does the same thing, but you still shop at... Can I say this? You still shop at the Korean owner that has the hair care product in your neighborhood that don't care nothing about you. You buy their weaves, you buy the shampoo, you buy all these different things. All they do is take from the community, and you're not boycotting that. I got Korean fans. I love my Korean people. You know what I'm saying? Korean friends, I love y'all. I'm saying in these particular instances where people get up in arms about stuff, you mad at Target and you mad at Coke, but you're not mad at these folks down here that you actually have, like, hands-on that you can have conversations with.
Well, and to that point, like... And again, it's Pepsi's fault. They wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars on this commercial. They probably should pull it, maybe. But at the end of the day, it was nine white dudes sitting in a boardroom that made the decision that this was a good idea to do this commercial, because and they didn't foresee any people having issues. And what I'm not saying is that people shouldn't have issues. Mm-hmm. What I am saying is that you shouldn't be up at, like, it should not throw you into this, like, what is the world?
What's the world coming to?
Like, you should have, like, if you were a feminist before, this just proves your point. If you were on the Black Lives Matter train, this just proves your point. Like, no one's paying attention, and you need to do what you need to do to get, like, your message out and stand up.
Yeah.
No one's telling you not to do that. But what I am saying is, like, this shouldn't surprise you and upset you to the point that, like, oh my gosh,
Pepsi didn't represent me.
Of course they didn't.
Right.
They don't know how to. Right. It's like five dudes, white dudes probably sitting in a room making the decision to spend the $300,000 to make the commercial. Yep. And the best they could come up with was get Kendall Jenner because she's popular with 14-year-olds.
Side note, real quick. LinkedIn sent me an email the other day with Chick-fil-A saying, like, diversity manager or something like that. And, like, they have a person that they hire, that they're hiring to intentionally make sure that they're doing things in communities that are legitimate and that aren't offensive, and that actually, you know what I'm saying, like, are beneficial for the people that they actually serve chicken to. And I was like, yo, that's crazy. I wanted to apply, but it was like 10 years experience. Like, dang it, I just can't be an angry black dude. You know what I'm saying? Stop doing this. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's a side note. But, like, that's a company that gets it, right? People had their hangups because they don't want gay, or Pruitt had issues with gay, you know, but I'm saying, like, they get it, bro. You know what I'm saying? They giving money to, they doing a lot of stuff that people don't know about, whatever the case may be. But that would be for me if they did something like, oh man, Chick-fil-A, y'all gotta do better. But Pepsi, bro, when has Pepsi ever been the model of business that's doing something, moving and shaking and out there on the front lines?
And one of my buddies who saw it was like, Well, dude, what about, like, the feminist side of this? Like, they're that was super offensive. Did you not see this?
What,
like, the fact that Kendall Jenner again handed off the Pepsi to the attractive dude and it became this, like, sexual thing? I'm like,
bro, people read into stuff, bro.
Why are we trying? What, Kendall Jenner is now your poster boy for, or poster girl for feminism?
She could be poster boy. Her daddy did it. You know what I'm saying? She might switch it up one day too.
She's your poster girl for fem. Like, that's what, like,
if people
stop
reading into it, bro.
Stop
reading into it, bro. Like, when I saw that, I was like, yo, I was waiting to hear what you had to say, because, like, it's got to be bad filmography, or is that the right word, or something like that, right? Because I'm like, It just hit me all in me, bro. I was like super Berkeley right now. I was like, yo, we got to get some hash or some opioids or something right now and walk through some fields, and everybody's going to get along, man. You know what I'm saying? Why can't we just get along, man?
Yeah, dude.
That was...
It just, again, showed me that everyone wants a trophy. Yep. Everyone wants to say, hey, you're heard.
Yep.
We know you exist. Our company exists for you. Yep. Like, go make a drink company that's for feminists.
That's it, man.
If, like, you really care that deeply.
I had so many names of feminist drink products that just came to my mind. That was so wrong, bro.
Like, these are brands that don't care about people.
Yeah.
Like, intrinsically, a brand cannot care.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Like, it's not a person. And you expect the people behind the brands to care enough, and they don't. Uh-huh. They're a public company that have, like, you know why Chick-fil-A can have a diversity director and probably pay him $120,000.
I want that job.
To come in and be like, and actually do the research to understand the community to, like, make sure that it's not hurting when it thinks it's helping.
Yeah.
It can do that because it's a private company.
Right.
And they can say, we're going to take some of the money from the bottom line that we don't have to report to anyone but our board of directors, and we're going to do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, Pepsi can't do that because they have a board of directors and stockholders that they have to report earnings to every year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they're probably going to get a hit on
spending
this.
You think so, bro?
I mean, no publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah,
so
in
that sense, like, people will see Pepsi on the shelves maybe for the first time in a long time.
First time ever. What is Pepsi? What is it?
And
Pepsi?
Some people are going to say, like, oh, the company that tried to co-sign activism and failed.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But they... Pepsi doesn't care, but, like, the people behind Pepsi, I think they probably do have good hearts.
Yeah.
They didn't intend to offend anyone. They just intended to make a commercial that got people's attention and said, hey, we like the idea of being the activist drink.
Yeah. And it's funny because I'm the first guy to get offended by everything, bro. My daughter's breath in the morning offends me. You know what I'm saying? Too much sunlight offends me. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things that offend me, man. But this one, it was just like, bro, like... Again, I think I just really took the road of, like, yo, like, who is Pepsi, bro? You know what I'm saying? If this had been some other company, or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. So I just it's perplexing to me the world we're in right now, bro. It's definitely participation trophies.
It's a bootleg Coke commercial. Get the hell over it.
That's it, man. Keep it pushing, man.
Yeah.
Win.
Let's keep it pushing.
Get your own.
There's your transition.
That's it, man. Keep it pushing. Hey, man, if you want to win in this life game, man, don't expect a handout. Don't expect a participation trophy. And if you want something to be different, do it your damn self.
That's true, bro.
If you want it to represent you, you make it work.
Dude, do something about it.
All right, man.
We have a rule in our family.
Yeah.
That if you're going to complain about something, the second thing out of your mouth needs to be, how can I do something about
this? That's it, man. That's it. Do it your damn self.
If you can't do anything about it, stop complaining.
Stop complaining.
Like 180 that mug and get the hell out.
Keep it pushing. All right. So listen, man. The one thing that I suggest you do to get this half off booty. You like that? Was that a good segue?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Let's keep it pushing.
So there are people in the great state of Nevada, in the city of Las Vegas, that are expecting a football team to move there in 2019. First, they got to pay Oakland some debts. They owe a lot in parking fees. Have you heard about this?
No.
The Oakland, the city or the Coliseum owners or whatever, like, hey, y'all can't play here next year unless you pay these parking fees. Like, they're not letting anybody in the stadium, and they're not letting the team come in if they don't pay these parking fees. I don't know how much the parking fees are, but it's just like a hissy fit since you're leaving type of thing. Like, oh, okay. Oh, y'all leaving? It's like the angry girlfriend. Oh, okay, cool. Them jerseys, them J's. You seen the videos of people cutting their boyfriend's J's up, and they're, like, burning up their favorite, like, CDs and albums, stuff like that. This is that revenge burn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so they're moving to Las Vegas. Last 2 weeks ago, or was it last week?
This announcement?
Yeah.
It was maybe 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, there's a company, Pirates Booty, Pirates something, Pirates Exotic Dancers, Pirates Bunny
it's
Ranch.
It's a brothel.
It's a brothel. That's in Las Vegas. Like, hey, if you're a Los Angeles Raider, that's going to be a Las Vegas
75
Raider.
75 miles from Las Vegas, by the way.
Wow, 75 miles
you
gotta, out.
You got to purposefully get there.
You have to be, that's your destination when you're going. Hey, we got half off if you're a Raider. you get half off the booty. You know what I'm saying? 50% off your liking. Whatever's in here, it's your discount. And you get that. Come through and get it. Dan has objections. I'm like, get that booty. When else you gonna get half off a booty, bro? And ain't nobody gonna tell. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, man.
Bro, there's so many thoughts in my mind of why this is a bad idea.
All right.
First of all, if you are that wealthy, you can go to any of the clubs downtown on the strip, and I'm fairly confident.
Yeah.
You might get robbed at the end of the night.
True indeed. I've been there.
So maybe you should be wise about that.
Don't be on
but
the strip.
But if I put my Dan hat on, and the motivation is I need to get this tonight.
Yeah.
And we, you know, take the moral issues out of off the table and just help that man accomplish
said goal, yeah.
Bro, walk into the Bellagio.
That's it, man.
Or Venetian, the Aria.
Yeah.
Or any of the other, like, five-star hotels that have clubs.
Yes, please stay away from Excalibur. Stay away from Circus.
Pirates Island or whatever. Pirates Cove.
Stay away from, yes. We continue your point. Go to the five stars.
Walk in the club, order a bottle, sit in VIP, and it's done.
It's done. Game over.
Three, four people will start taking pictures of you, and then everyone else will be like, who's over there?
Yep.
And then you can Tiger Woods that mug.
That's all. And all you have to do is pay the VIP. And you may not have to. If you're that much recognized, you get to come in for free because they want people to tweet and text and everything and say, oh, guess who's in here? John Parker's in here tonight, man. Come through. Might be your night.
So, my disclaimer, I think that person ends up unhappy in life, and we'll move on.
Wah, wah. Don't get the free sex. Wah, wah.
Sorry.
I have morals. Wah, wah. Don't get STDs. Don't die. Don't get somebody pregnant out of wedlock. Wah, wah.
Don't end up like Lamar Odom. Wah,
yeah.
Wah.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Yes.
Okay, so we digress. So, that's number one.
Yep.
Moral issues aside, there's other ways to handle this that is far cheaper, probably.
Yes, yes. Much more efficient and effective.
Like cleaner cocaine.
Yes.
And just less STDs in general.
Yes. There's a safer way to approach the situation.
Okay, now let's maybe put our somewhat of a moral hat on.
Okay.
And we move to the idea that, like, there's no free lunch in this world.
No free lunch. It's going to cost you something.
And so you taking a half off anything in this world generally comes back to bite you in the ass.
It might. It might.
Like, half off a bathroom install, renovation. It's 12 months later than it was supposed to get done. It was done with shoddy work that, like, your friends walk in, they pat you on the back, and they say, like, oh, like, it looks good, but you know they're lying.
Sat on the toilet, and I fell through the floor.
Like, the whatever restaurant is, like, my dad, my dad's a great businessman.
Oh, man.
And he used to tell me whenever I'd be like, hey, like, I'm gonna, this thing's on sale, or this restaurant's having, like, buy one, get one, or whatever. He's like, you realize they're doing that because they have to. Like, no one gives away things if they don't have to, and they only give away things that, like, or they only give things away when they have to because they are failing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you taking 50% off the booty, you're going to pay for it.
What kind of booty is you getting? Are you getting a half-off booty?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, no.
Like, again.
Oh, no.
What are you doing? And now, yeah.
Yes.
So, yes. Just don't do that, bro.
So all I'm saying is, hey, yes, we have just objectified the whole industry that is the sex industry, the brothel industry, the pimp and the prostitute. Hey,
they
don't have a problem with that.
Themselves.
Please, if you want to get on the slut-shaming train or whatever the case may be, hey, man, hey, I have goals for my daughter, which we say all the time. Chris Rock, goal, keep her off the pole, right? If she decides she wants to work in a brothel for a living, I'm going to have something to say. I may not shame her in a sense where she never wants to be my daughter again, but please believe there will be conversation.
I will bankrupt myself 7 times over.
Whatever I have to
do. I will go take predatory loans.
Hey, checking the cash.
To make sure that never happens to my
daughter. Please, whatever college tuition you have to pay, honey, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm selling ovaries. Well, I got ovaries, but I'm selling whatever comes out of my body, kidneys and everything else.
My platelets are gone.
That's it, bro. Gone, gone. I'm selling bone marrow.
Like, my child is not out of the womb yet, but I will take in this mug.
I understand.
And kill people.
I will find you. I will kill you. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, there's an excellent point you're making, man. Half off the booty, bro. There's something that's not right about that thing, right? So you go in there and we say, hey, let me get the Lamar Odom room. You know what I'm saying? Hey, because that's what you told
me, right?
The
owner owns the brothel that Lamar Odom, you know, very
OD,
famously.
Half died.
Like,
resurrected
went to a
back
coma.
To life. Yeah, man. Whatever he did.
He brought back the opium den.
Yes.
From Sherlock Holmes
days.
That's
it, man. We're in there. So what I was telling Dan, and shout out to Nate Owens, who was helping us do some pregame prep here. So then we got the what's that boy's name? Lamar Odom room. We have the David Carradine room. And this is a bigger picture of why this stuff is problematic, right? If you're a man and you're into some kinky stuff, you know, you want to get half off the booty. You want to get 75 miles outside of Las Vegas and do your thing. Bang, bang, bang. You want to get Lamar Odom where you take, $30,000 and you just smoke all the cocaine, have all the sex, and to the point where you're in a coma because you're trying some secret drugs. Like, if that's your life, you need to stop. David Carradine, if you're old enough to know, is a character. I think his biggest role was probably, was Kung Fu his biggest thing? Probably so. In the 70s, he got his start. He's a white dude, but he got his start in the TV show Kung Fu, but he was also in Kill Bill, right? What was his character in Kill Bill? He was Kill Bill, the girl's husband, right? The one that took the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did he take the baby? Yeah, he took the baby, right?
I've never seen Kill Bill.
What the... I just had a moment of silence for you, dude. You haven't seen Kill Bill?
I don't like kung fu movies, bro.
It's not a kung fu movie. Nobody's talking in atmosphere. I will kill you. That's not happening. So you don't watch Quentin Tarantino either?
No, I do. I've seen a lot of his films, so I just never seen any Kill Bills.
Bro, I'm getting depressed, bro. I was really excited about the situation. But anyway, so this dude, let me tell you how he dies. He was in Bangkok, you know, filming a movie, doing his thing. And then he gets found in a closet dead, hung to death. At first, I was like, oh, suicide, man. David Carradine, his life is so tough, man. He did a lot of stuff, man. I wish things would have been a bit different for him. What happens? They believe he died from an autoerotic asphyxiation.
What does that mean?
You want me to tell you what that means?
Yeah.
Erotic asphyxiation, or breath control play, is the intentional restriction of oxygen to the brain for the purposes of sexual arousal.
That's weird.
This dude is getting off in the closet, hanging himself. Somebody said he had weights tied to his testicles. which may bring about a whole different set of stimulations. But the dude is in a closet, potentially with weights tied to his testicles, choking himself and kills himself all for the sake of getting off.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So we got the Lamar Odom room. You can get that at the Bunny Ranch. You can get the David Carradine room, and you can go ahead and kill yourself or coke yourself into a coma. The problem I'm having here is, guys, where do we go wrong in life to where this is the goal, to where this is what we want to do? I want to choke myself and squeeze my nuts to the point to where I die.
It's, dude, I don't have good answers for this. But, like, all I, like, they don't have life caddies.
They don't.
They didn't have us to be like, you're a famous basketball player.
Sir, yeah. You can bust them regularly.
At what point in time did you watch so much porn?
Yeah.
That you just destroyed your sense of normal?
Yeah.
And now you need to kill yourself in order to come close to
chasing that high. So Lamar let him slide a little bit because he had a lot of tragedies happen to him. So he had a lot of mental health going on in terms of like death and dying and people passing away and probably some trauma and probably some grief going on. I hear you, Lord. We don't
no more. In Lamar. Case you're wondering, when we're recording in Atlanta right now, there is a very strong thunderstorm.
That was amazing right there. Shout out to Lamar Odom. If I was superstitious, I would be doing some kind of like magical thing right now and getting a voodoo doll or something to help this man
live.
My
dog's about to jump in my lap, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So the idea is that he had a lot of tragedies going on. People didn't
bring y'all together.
Right, right. If you don't know, Dan's dog hates me, but right now this thunder's bringing us all together, man. This lightning is making us friends again. Will he let me pet him?
Uh-huh.
I don't know,
no,
man.
No, she'll let you. Let's let this moment happen.
All right, man. We're good now. Look at you, man. Lady, sorry. We folks. All right. So this dude had a lot of personal stuff going on, tragedies happening. So he had some mental health stuff going on, sad, grief, you know, depression or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, I'm going to take several thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, and sex and drug and mysteriously drug stuff my life away for the sake of forgetting about my woes. That's the problem. If you get to that point in life where that's what's going to cure you, that's what's going to get you in a place where you feel good again about life, man, you're not winning, man. If you're hanging in a closet with your nuts, like out and a weight tied to him and you're choking yourself to the point where you choked yourself too much and you die, that's not a cool and healthy place to be. Some way, somehow, you have to stop before you get to that point and get some help. And if you're a guy who has a friend that's like that and you know somebody like that, like, you need to do something about it. You need to tell your friend, hey man, I see where you're headed. I see the route you're taking, and let me help you out. Now, if you catch your boy hanging in the closet with some weights tied to his nuts, like, and you don't have a conversation, and that's a problem within itself. But you gotta, you know what I'm saying, you gotta be able to navigate that thing in such a way where maybe you don't see that, but you're looking for signs and you know what's going on in that dude's life. So the issue becomes like, hey, no half off booty, stay away from the Bunny Ranch. If you're a professional athlete, if you're a regular guy, if you're a mailman, if you're somebody's dad,
thank you,
and your idea is like, I'm going to Vegas to go to the Pirates Cove to the half off treasure booty, you know what I'm saying, place, there's a problem there. And I need you to stop doing it. I need you to just be a dad. I need you to just good looking out for your family and take care of the stuff that you need to take
this
care
of.
This
goes back to the trophies, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
This goes back to the trophies because dudes don't want to work for it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I'm going to call what working for it should be good, Dan, context.
Yes.
Within a marriage relationship.
Yeah.
Works out best that way. I genuinely believe that.
I'm with you.
But in general, morals aside, dudes don't want to work anymore and like pursue and get a woman who wants to have sex with them.
Yeah.
Instead,
yep,
they're like, the pornification of America has made dudes that are just like, you know what? I want this now. The easiest way to get this trophy is just to pay for it.
Yep.
And so just give it to me.
And then try to counterculture things and make it a braggadocious situation. You know how much money I just paid this weekend for this, for these draws? You just paid $30,000, bro. And they told you it was worth $60,000. But what they did is they brought the half-off booty that you had no idea was half-off booty, poking holes in your condoms and doing whatever else they do they can come up.
And this is the same issue I have with strip clubs, too, actually.
It's the same thing.
When dudes, like, you know, talk about going to the strip club, brag about going to the strip club, whatever, enjoy going to the strip club, I'm like, you're going to call me a prude for feeling this way, but let me get this straight. You are bragging about the need. Like, you don't have the game mm-hmm. with which to go to a normal place mm-hmm. where normal people are congregating yeah. and engage females that you find attractive and potentially engage with them in other ways.
Yes.
If you saw fit.
Lifelong relationship.
Exactly. That's what I'm
marriage and children.
Right. That's what I'm mm-hmm. referring to.
Yep.
But instead, you're going to brag about paying a cover fee
yeah.
and then tipping a woman to pay attention to you yep. for 5 minutes
yep.
while you pay for underpriced drinks
yep.
and circle jerk with a bunch of dudes.
Yep. And then she's going to take your money, put it wherever it belongs, and then go to the next dude and do the same thing. And so you're not even special.
And dudes find this enjoyable.
Hey, man.
And lame. I don't get it.
Lame on. Not like, game on, lame on.
And again, taking all the morals off the table.
Yeah, no, this is before I was even a Christian. Like, strip for what?
You want me to pay yeah. you to pay attention to me?
No.
Because I suck that much at life
yes.
and that much at, like, talking to the opposite sex.
Yeah.
That I got to come here to get a woman to talk to me.
Yeah. People got to feel good about something.
They need a trophy, bro, and they need someone to hand it to them and it says, you're the most improved.
Most improved payer. Not player. Most improved payer. You've saved up all your... I know dudes that be like, bro, saving up. And then they go and get their ones. They get a knot of ones, bro. Go to the strip club. Bro, it's cats out here like Pac-Man Jones throwing $50,000 up in the air causing riots and going to jail. And you got a handful of ones, bro, thinking you're doing it right now. You took your $100 from your hard-earned Office Depot money. I used to work at Office Depot. Cass was like, yo, we about to take... Bro, we making minimum wage, dog.
We are below the poverty line.
We are below the poverty line, bro. And you paying somebody's tuition, dog. Come on, man. Please don't do that, man.
And in no way am I demeaning the women who are dancing here.
Nah, for sure. Do your thing. Live your life.
Make your money.
Make your money.
If fools want to show up and pay you to pay attention to them, yep. pay attention to them.
That's it. Not my daughter, though.
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
People get in certain scenarios, bro. They got to find ways to succeed in life.
Life happens.
Whatever.
Life happens.
I'm not in a place to judge that. But I am going to judge the mess out of these dudes who can't find it within themselves, the moral fortitude,
yep.
to not, one, objectify women, two, to get the balls to go talk to a woman who doesn't have to pay attention to them
to make
money.
Right. And that's, again, like you said, this the reoccurring underlining theme is this participation situation, man. Get your game up, dude, if you're listening. I wish we had dudes that went to strip clubs and would pay for half off. Maybe we do. Maybe there are some dudes that want the half off booty. You know what I'm saying? Take this to heart. Stop doing that. Get out there in real life. Get off the tenders. Get off the plenty of fish. Get out there in real life. Go to a library. If you can get a number at a library, you winning, bro.
Bro.
That's the ultimate game on right there,
and
man.
And it's crazy to me, dude, because, like, every woman out there, if she's not wearing a ring, like, if you're not weird and, like, they're, and you just, like, communicate in a normal tone of voice.
Yes.
They're not going to, like, run away from you scared. They
yes.
may not give you their number.
Yes.
But they're at least going to be flattered that someone had the balls to come up to
That's
them
it, man.
And say, like, hey, like, I find you very attractive.
Come on.
I'm sorry I had to say it, like, walk across the room.
Mm-hmm.
I know that on some level is just kind of like, this is kind of weird, but like I had to get the nerve to come like just talk to you.
Yes. I find you attractive. I want to spend some time with you.
Like,
come on.
No one in the world is going to be like,
you ain't throwing no ones at me. like, wait, what?
Yeah. Just,
hey,
and she may say, keep it on pushing, bro.
She might, but it's all right.
But she's not going to like be like, scared
right,
by
right live to fight another day
the, or the confidence that you have to come set, talk so dudes on dating apps, man, I'm like, God, there's so many better ways to do this.
Hey, man,
go to a fundraiser.
You're telling people that want trophies for participation to do things that make sense, and that's hard and that's difficult and that's challenging.
If you're single, it's your own damn fault,
pretty much.
Stop all blaming right. the Lord.
Stop. See previous podcast about Facebook
the
posts.
The Lord. I remember. Can I just tell a story
you
real
can,
quick?
You can.
I apologize if I'm like digressing here. I remember like praying mm-hmm. to the Lord. Sorry if I'm getting super Christian here too. If you're
hey,
not
man.
A Christian, forgive me for this digression.
Hey, man. Bless the people.
I'm sitting there thinking about like really wrestling with, do I want to pursue my current wife for marriage at this point in time. like, is she the one, is she not the one, is basically the question I'm asking myself. And I kind of like, okay, God, is she the one that you have for me that I'm supposed to pursue? And I remember, like, again, I'm not crazy, so don't diagnose me.
Amen.
But I remember almost being, or feeling God be like, would you just make a decision? Either man up and pursue her, or man up and tell her that you're not going to, but man up.
Man up.
And I'll bless it.
Yeah.
The end. Move on. Choose.
Keep it pushing.
And I was like, oh, you just want me to like actually like take responsibility and like that's what you're seeking to like push me into, grow up. And I was like, huh, profound.
Yes. I see your digression and I'll raise you a dollar. Someone that's close to me told me a story where these two people were praying to see if they should date. They had been praying for a year or some change to see if they should date. I was like, what in the Sam hell is happening? To where you have to pray about dating? It's, what is the Yoda line? There is no try, either do or do not. You know what I'm saying? What are we, why are we, this is like pregame. We need to pray to find out if we should even date. Either you know whether you should or shouldn't. Like, what do we, like, maybe I'm just not spiritual enough, but I don't understand why it would take you over a year to decide to date. If it's taking you that long, that's a no.
Yeah.
That's a stop. If you have to pray about dating, like, going on a date, like, unless y'all are just the most, like, hands-on people ever, like, as soon as we get in the car, we jump in each other's bones, it's like, that's not safe. Group date. You know, get a chaperone, whatever you have to do. But if you have to pray for a year to see whether or not you should date. I mean,
dude.
I can't. I don't know what to do with these folks, bro. I don't have it, man.
Time to man up.
It's time to man up. Make a decision.
Do that, bro.
Yeah or nay. Do that, bro. All right. So, last but not least.
I guess we prepped them for with spirituality because we're about to get into some some interesting takes on spirituality.
Yes. Your boy, Mike Pence, which is Dan's boy. He donated to his. I was gonna lie on you, man, but I don't want to do that to you.
Thank you. Because I did not.
Okay. Would you like to give the Pence background?
I can.
Yeah, you should do that because I'm gonna be too sarcastic up front.
Okay. So basically, what happened is a couple days ago, Mike Pence was quoted. He was asked. I don't know the context for how in the interview this came up, but he essentially came out with two kind of rules in his life. First one being, I will never go to dinner with another female by myself. And the second one being, I will never go to a party where the alcohol is served without my wife. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as people started to kind of like question and push in and kind of pull this apart, because some people were very upset about it, obviously on the left and on the right, they're like, you know, waving pom-poms and, you know, raising flags that say, you know, traditional values. In the middle of it all kind of comes the, where this came from is called the Billy Graham rules. Apparently Reverend Billy Graham had these four rules that he kind of lived by that Mike Pence has kind of taken on to kind of form these other ones. So just for clarity, Billy Graham's rules are: operate with financial transparency; 2, avoid even the appearance of sexual immorality; 3, avoid criticizing other pastors and churches; 4, be painstakingly honest in all publicity. So we're about to do number 4 and live by his rule, to talk about his second rule, avoiding the appearance of even the appearance of sexual immorality. Now, I don't have a problem with any of Billy Graham's rules. But when you take them to the extreme, like Mike Pence has done, and don't allow nuance to help you think through situations, you get into trouble in life.
That sounds like the religious right. Okay, never mind. Yeah, all right, sorry.
So that's the background. Okay. Take us away with all of the issues with...
I just... You know what I'm saying? Hey, so the guy says, I won't... And it wasn't like my friend's wives or people that are married. I'm just not going to have dinner with a woman alone, right? Is that exactly.
One on one
under any circumstance or any situations. I've had friends who have been a part of particular jobs and organizations where they were like, yo, I would never give a woman a ride home in my car by ourselves. What? Give a ride home? Because of the appearance? I don't if something's going to happen in the car, it's going to happen in the car. It's going to happen in the church. I've been in those situations. It's going to happen in the stairwell. It's going to happen in the daytime. It's going to happen in the nighttime. It's going to happen if you're roommates. It's going to happen if you're not. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that happen, and I just don't understand the logic behind doing things to that extreme for the sake of what? Because you have issues that you need to deal with, and so you mask them by having this blanket rule. Blanket rule, or this sense of nobility or chivalry or whatever the case may be. Like, no, there's an heart issue that's the problem. There is something going on, and so for you to deal with that thing, you cover it up by saying, hey, I'm going to not ever have dinner alone. Like, what? Like, what?
This is so super Christian. And again, there's... The void or the lack of nuance here is the problem. It's mm-hmm. not that there are women in my life that I will not go to have dinner with. Mm-hmm. And they're just people that me and Allison just are like, hey, that's just someone that's like, for whatever reason, whether it be just, you know, ex-girlfriends, mm-hmm. whatever, past relationships, like... That's just not a good situation.
Yeah. And that's a reasonable one. That's right. Reasonable. There's history. All right, stay away.
So, but outside of that situation, and so when I first heard Mike Pence's thing, I was like, you know what, whatever. That's super Christian of him. That's who he is. Why am I, like, I'm not surprised that he would say that. But then I started to listen to a lot of the, like, issues that people had with the statement, and it made me reflect on, like my own, like, families, and specifically Allison's situation, where the point was made by Trevor Noah that was like, he went too far. He called him like Sharia Pence, basically. but he made a valid point in, look, Mike Pence, you have access to a lot of high power positions that if you make this rule, pretty much denies any female the ability access to that position. Mm-hmm. And if all men kind of followed your example, which I would assume he would kind of say, hey, this is a good rule to live by in general for all men, then we kind of start denying women access to a lot of positions in the workforce. Right. Now, outside of work, I would probably actually agree with Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. That I would say, like, there's not a lot of good that's going to come out of me having dinner with a random female that doesn't have anything to do with work.
Right.
We're not, like, because it's going to be my dude's wives, mm-hmm. my sister's friends, mm-hmm. or church people.
Right.
And I just don't have females that are friends.
Right.
In general. Mm-hmm. There's maybe one or two, and those one or two, maybe I would go grab dinner with, because we go as far back as middle school, and it'd be fun to catch up. And Allison has become great friends with them, and it wouldn't be weird.
Yeah.
But in general, it's like, there's not a lot of good that's going to come out of me having dinner with a female.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you got that game, and she's going to be like, damn.
No, it's not that, but it's just, I'm not looking to build that relationship.
Right.
And so it's priorities. It's like, if I have a night to kick it with and go have dinner with someone that's not Allison, it's going to be like you or other
homies,
like other friends that are dudes, like, because that's the relationships I want to build. So I would agree with him in that. But when it comes to the workplace, I think he takes too far. And I agree with Trevor Noah, and it opened my eyes to my own kind of white male privilege, mm-hmm. where it's like, that's not something I ever think about. Like, denying having dinner with a female could potentially limit their ability to, like, professionally succeed. Mm-hmm. And literally tonight I got an email from a producer who wanted to grab coffee and to hear what the company, the agency I work with, like, if there was ever an opportunity for her to work with us. Like, of course I'm gonna grab that coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, let's talk. Let's
what else you gonna grab?
You know?
Hmm.
Come on. So we'll deal with law number one as the first one, because it might be the most, like, you can make an argument for it. Uh-huh. So in your opinion, you just think it's totally ludicrous.
For the financial thing or the lady thing? The rule number two.
I won't have dinner with.
Oh, yeah. Rule number two. Yeah. So Mike Pence is number one. Yeah. So I think that it is, again, so people say that chivalry is sometimes masked sexism, right? So you do all these things for women because it's the noble thing to do, but really it's because they're weak and they can't open doors for themselves. They can't do da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? And so I think in this situation, like, yeah, okay. If you're saying, hey man, I like women, and any opportunity and chance I get to touch one, I'm touching one. So in order to avoid that, I don't go to dinner with any of them. That's the transparency that I need to hear.
Sure. Right?
If you're just making some blanket statement for the sake of sounding wise or sounding cool or sounding like, oh man, you're such a astute stand-up guy, you're a trophy dude. You're looking for some accolades and somebody to pat you on your back for saying the right thing.
So that's a really good point. Right. Like, so you're saying if he had come out and been like, look, I've had a past that's not really your business,
right?
But it basically predicates me not doing that.
Right, right. Right. And imagine if Tiger Woods would make that statement now, what we know about Tiger Woods.
Right.
Yo, I've done some stupid stuff. Not doing the solo dinners, bro. It ain't finna happen no
yeah.
more.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he got smart.
Right. Finally, we get it. Right.
Tiger Woods, he's like, I actually don't go to restaurants by myself anymore.
That's it, man.
Because that's
cool.
The level of, you know, yep. help he needs.
That's it, bro. That dude, I don't go to the park. Like, Tiger Woods don't do nothing by himself, bro. Without some accountability and without people around him, bro. Like, libraries, nothing. There's
he
no.
He had two chances and messed both chances up
that's
with.
It.
Anyway,
I digress.
So that's
respectable, right? Coming out that way, cool. But just high and mighty, random standards. Like, so we were talking about pregame, pre-show, right? Some guys that I've heard of travel and they're, you know, religious. They go to the hotel and it's like, hey, take the TV out the hotel room. I don't even want the TV in the room. Or they will put a towel over the TV and put pictures of their family up. You know what I'm saying? Different things of that nature. Okay. Your phone, the computer, the laptop. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you, it's so bad when you, it's back to Vegas. I went to Vegas one time. We get to the room. Hey, room 72, is this John? Yeah. Do you need entertainment this evening? Well, maybe. What kind of entertainment are you talking about? No, but I'm saying, right? So there's ways, more ways to skin, more than one way to skin a cat, right?
Yeah.
So I get the, like, yes, take the TV out. But bro, how about you deal with the issue of why the TV needs to be taken out,
There
bro?
You go.
Because there's so many other ways to achieve that goal without it just being the TV. Because you're only, like, you're doing that because you want the person that you're talking to on the phone, like, oh man, let me ask a question. Why do you need the room TV taken out? Like, if you're using it as an opportunity to share the gospel or to minister to people and tell them, I just want to make sure that I please the Lord in all that I do, you better be coming with that testimony like, yo, I struggle with X, Y, Z. Otherwise, it's just pompous and pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I just think that it's the best thing for me not to have that TV in the room. Why, bro? You know what I'm saying? Because there's no other way to read that. You know what I'm saying? It's back to the participation trophy. I want somebody to know and to understand and me to toot my own horn so that somebody gets why I'm doing what I'm doing.
So let's take it to the degree that Mike Pence or one of your clients actually does have a porn addiction.
Yeah, yeah.
And would you support him going to the nth degree?
Bruh.
To like make sure that he kills, he's dealing obviously by seeing you or seeing another like professional, he's dealing with the root issue.
Yeah.
But you'd also as his psychiatrist, whatever,
therapist.
Would support him going to the nth degree.
I tell dudes to get flip phones, bro. If it's that bad,
you
get all the software, put your computer, your laptop, whatever, in the middle of the living room so that everybody sees what you're doing. There's ways that you can shut the stuff down in certain hours that you can't even get to it. There's apps, there's everything, bro. Get a flip phone, bro. Mm-hmm. All you can do is text and call and get a T9 text message situation. So you got to go A, B, C, D. You know what I'm saying? So if there's a risk
used to be a beast at the T9, bro.
They used to have those like competitions where they have like, you know, the fastest thumbs or whatever. Bro, like if you at risk of sending the text message that you shouldn't send, like, hey, come through, get you a T9 and you'd be like, you know what, I'm going
You get
home,
to
bro.
Like the T and through and you're like, I went too far and I got the number. I gotta go back around again.
Bro, let me case in point, right? So motorcycle season's upon us. I'm riding my bike. Chicks dig the motorcycles. Glad I didn't know that when I was a heathen. Bruh. When I first started riding, I was like year 4 or 5 into this Christian stuff. I walked into a bar or something, meeting one of my friends from school. This might have been year 6 or 7. I had my jacket on. I didn't even have the helmet in my hand. This girl just like zhoop, and like a magnet, and her arm was under my. Oh, you ride? Da, da, da. I was like, that's all it takes, bro. If I had known, I'd have just wore a motorcycle jacket in the mall. I'd have just walked around the mall with a motorcycle jacket on, bro. Like, no motorcycle. She's like, oh, where's your bike? Oh, it's in the shop, man. When I met you, you had a jacket on. Yeah. Nah, my bike's in the shop. I'm getting it worked on, blah, blah, blah. Like, that would just been game. But anyway, so I'm in the parking lot at work, pulling out at the hospital. Chick, you know, attractive girl, going to this Audi. I don't know, must have been something new, black with black tints, black rims. Like, yo, she either got some money or there's somebody paying for this. Well, I don't know what's going on. It's like, oh, that's your bike? Oh, you ride? Oh, well, you better be glad I didn't knock your bike over, blah, 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 blah. And all this conversation, I was like, yo, I was like, she is trying to give me the game right now, bro. She is hollering at me like a dude right now. And so my thing was like, you know, I have a little conversation with her. And at the end of that, I was like, yo, thank you for not knocking over my bike. That's kind of you, sweetie. You appreciate that, right? Later on, I'm thinking like, oh, you know what I should have said? Well, if you would have knocked my bike over, I'm sure there's some ways you can compensate me for that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that would have won, bro.
Yeah, and your wife would have killed you.
That's what I'm saying, right? So my thing is, if I'm in a position where that comes to me in that moment, of course, I've been like that all my life. I got all the cool things to say after the girl has gone. But like, if that would have come to me in that moment and I said that, bro, that's a problem with me, bro.
Yeah.
I don't respect my wife. I don't respect my relationship. And I'm ready to lose everything.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of stuff we're saying. Like, yo, if that's the type of person you are, if that's what's coming out of you, you got to deal with that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I thought that was the greatest game ever if I would have said that. Oh, I got something. You can knock the bike over. I'm going to knock something over too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, bro, like that is the issue that I think that we're missing. And where, like, what is it? Not when good deeds go bad, but the road of good intentions? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Not even that quote. There's a quote that I'm thinking of that I can't think of right now or trying to think of. But it's just the idea, like, yo, like, you're trying to have this, again, noble cause and set this standard and be this, you know, moral compass or whatever the case may be. But the follow through is weak. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And the reasons why and the justifications is.
And again, it just gets rid of all the nuance. So you have some people on the right saying, yes, this is how everyone should live, which I guess Trevor Noah is right in some Sharia law context there. and then some people on the left are like, you know, where's the new, like, you, like the objectification of women and kind of making them only for one purpose at that point in time. Yeah. But there is, and I think there is, as the do that bro of this is, there is nuance, right? Like, dudes, be conscious of, like, be conscious of the signals you are sending, and it may be unconscious to you, but you should be very knowledgeable of, like, there's girls out there just, like, with some serious daddy issues that you just, like, that you just need to, like, not be her daddy and not
for
be
real.
There and it's like, you go find the nearest female. It's like, you need someone to talk to and it's not me. And kind of slide that person in. But outside of like some very like specific past history situations and those situations that, you know, are dangerous, not because you are worried about it for yourself, but more so you're just worried about like the emotional connection that you could be helping to make in her mind. Be conscious of that. Be respectful enough to know what you're saying and how you're saying it. But at the end of the day, it's like, just keep in your pants.
Bro, like, that's what I'm saying.
And just be a man up.
Right.
And own the relationships and understand what you're doing to them.
Yeah. If you're a grown man and you can't have successful relationships or eat dinner or grab coffee or whatever with women, right, without it becoming something sexual or without you trying to make it something that it shouldn't be, you have a problem.
You should get help.
You should. And you need help.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
That you do have a problem. It's okay that you, but you should take steps to go do something about it. Like
actively.
I had a buddy who like in certain situations would pull his ring off.
Come on, man.
And it's like,
come on.
And it's like, dude, you need to, like, we need to talk about this. If you need to talk to me about this, like, or you need to get, like, some you know, professional help that'll help you, like, dig into why you feel this need, even though you have this incredible marriage and children and whatever. It's like, so, and it's one of those things that it's okay. Yep. I don't want to come across as, like, you're a weak individual because you have these issues. Like, there's a whole litany of reasons you potentially have these issues. But you should deal with them.
Yeah. Transparency for me, I work in a field where in certain stages and certain levels, it's predominantly women. You know what I'm saying? And I remember when I got this a new job, first getting married, I intentionally didn't mention that I was married, although I had a ring on. Right? I intentionally didn't mention that I was married or talk about my wife because I wanted the women to treat me a certain way and like... feel as if they could I wanted them to like help me at work, and whatever I needed for them to help me, if I was an option. Oh, he's a new guy. Let's be, you know, see where this goes. Because I want, you know, if on some level I was like, I just don't, you know, it's when you have a goal and objective, you use whatever you have in your tool set to try to get to that goal and objective. Sure. And my goal and objective on that job was to be the cool guy that everybody was cool with. And I wanted these women to show me the job and not like not be as friendly and give me the game and the inside track. And so I was using whatever I could. And so my justification was, if they don't know I'm married and they potentially think I'm an option, they might be nice to me.
Sure.
and help me in this career path. And I had my, just like as it was difficult explaining that now, I was trying to explain that to my wife, and she was like, what is this bullshit? You know what I'm saying? She didn't say that, but I could just see it in her face. And I was like, yeah, you know what? This, it sounds stupid as it's coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like, yo, like, but I, because I'm a therapist and I'm in this line of work, I said, what unmet need did that serve for me to try to pretend the reason why I didn't want these women to know that I was married is because it was helpful for my career? No, it was because I wanted them to, you know, flirt with me and think I was handsome and think they had a chance with me and build up my ego.
Mm-hmm.
It was ego, pride, and lust probably somewhere in there too that was going unchecked until I had to have that conversation with my wife and I realized I'm being a dumbass and this is the dumbest thing I could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it was a point in time where I was like, oh, I realized within myself, like, oh, I think these women might actually be trying to flirt with me. So let me, you know what I'm saying, not close that door. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, but for what? That's the door that needs to be closed.
Yep.
And I'm saying, if I don't deal with that actively and have these transparent conversations and tell my wife what's going on, I'm going to fail.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah, bro.
So at the end of the day, guys, we want to see dudes win.
Yeah.
We want to see them not take half off booty.
No.
Because you're going to pay for that.
You will pay one way or another. 18 years worth.
We want to see nuance in the way that you deal with this world and be honest with yourself about your issues and how you project those issues on others.
Yep.
Don't give people blanket statements, blanket rules in your life, because you need to deal with that certain thing that way. It's just like alcohol. It's just like people that are like, don't drink. It's like, because you shouldn't drink? Like,
right. Let's flush this out.
Maybe you should keep that to your, like, maybe that's good for you, but like, one drink here and there is like not going to kill anything, bro.
No.
What are the other ones?
Don't expect handouts, man.
Yes.
Work hard, grind, be the best at what you do, and if somebody's doing it better, be better than them. Don't push, don't shove. It's the LeBron James snitch effect. Oh, man. Draymond Green hit me in my nuts. I didn't realize that until somebody told me, going back to the finals of last year. Then this dude gets the guy kicked out of game five. Next thing you know, three games in a row, they got a championship, right? Don't be that guy. Don't be the person. This is my last rant on to LeBron James. This dude is in an interview the other night and says, hey, man, don't ask me about no regular season games, man. I've been to six finals in a row, man. I don't care about no regular season game. Hey, bro, if you didn't care about regular season games, you wouldn't make that comment. Right? That lets me know that you do care about regular season games, because you have to throw shade at people, the other 300 people in the NBA that haven't been to six finals in a row. Like, that's a telltale sign of who you are, right? So if you're making comments like that, if you're putting people down, if you feel like you got to get this one-upsman on people in order to make them not seem as important as they are, or make things not seem as important as they are, that's a sign that you need to do something about that.
And lastly, like, drink a Pepsi.
All the Pepsi.
And realize that it didn't change the world when you popped the top.
Nope.
And their next commercial is not going to change the world either.
That's it.
Their commercial is not going to stop protesting.
Nope.
And it's not going to heal protesting.
It's not at all.
It's not powerful.
There's no cop that's going to be like, you know what? I need to really decide whether or not this guy has a gun. Let me go get this Pepsi real quick and think through this thing.
If they had done it the right way, it wouldn't have ended feminism.
Nope.
Or it wouldn't have ended chauvinism, I guess.
Nope.
I should say.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have ended racism in this country.
Nope.
This country's jacked up, and more sugary drinks and them selling more sugary drinks is going to do nothing good or bad for that.
It made me think, like, yo, why don't I ever make any cocktails with Pepsi? Because it sucks. I don't want to make any drinks with Pepsi. No, thank you.
You have to go to, like, South Dakota in order for someone to be like, you want a Pepsi? We only have Pepsi products here.
What kind of restaurant is this?
Like, the only reason that happens is because someone's like, we really want Dr. Pepper, so we're gonna let Pepsi.
Dr. Pepper is saving Pepsi, bro. If it wasn't for, is A&W root beer Pepsi product too?
I think so.
Bro, that's it. Dr. Pepper and root beer, bro. That's all they got, man. That's all they got.
So don't be surprised when Pepsi sucks. basically, that's the bottom line.
Don't put your hopes and dreams in Pepsi, man.
Oh, man.
Believe in yourself, man.
All right.
All right, well, I'm John Parker.
Four P's.
Yeah, man. Remember the four P's, man. Pop them P's, man. Make it do what it do.
What was the hashtag? Ugh. Popping four peas?
Popped in four peas. I don't know, man. That was a beverage.
I'll have to go back and listen.
Yeah, that was an adult beverage to go and an hour and some change. So I've faded off into a new millennium right now. I'm a whole different dude.
And weed shit in.
That's it. All right, man. So I'm John Parker. See John Roar out there. Don't do that, bro. Life caddy, therapist, man of many mysteries. And I know my limits, and I know when I'm playing myself. And that's why I have a life caddy of my own, or two or three or four.
That's right. Live in community, guys. If you don't have a life caddy, that's why we exist. Tell some boys about us. We are here to have that fun, honest conversation that you can laugh at, that you can be real about yourself with. Hit us up on Twitter. Slide into the DMs. Let us know if there's any ways we can help you offline.
Yep.
Answer any questions. Seriously, like if you don't have that friend that's like, that you can bounce an idea off of, ask a hard question to, we are not playing. We say we don't mind being that person.
Yeah.
At Twitter, it's at CJohnRoar.
CEJONROAR.
And at Dan Dunk. You guys, it's been fun. We'll be back next week. Hit us up with something you want to hear us talk about.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't know what you wanted us to talk about, so we come up with the four P's popping.
Pop. And I feel bad, man. I wasn't as vulgar as I thought I was going to be. Like, I was so excited, and then real life kicked in. I was like, oh, I got to put babies to bed. You know what I'm saying? So that just took all the, like, fun and excitement out of my whole situation.
The reality settled in.
I was like, God dang it. Let me chill out, man.
All right.
All right. Well, we miss y'all till we talk to y'all again.
I worked my whole life for this one. Another one. DJ Khaled. Shining, 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 yeah.